Texte numéro 88. Summer worsens confusion over appropriate clothing for work. It's summertime, when temperatures rise and necklines plummet. Women wobble about the office on 4-inch sandals. Men redefine business casual to include T-shirts and Birkenstocks. It's a time that's ripe for office fashion flubs. Confusion over business wear has been increasing for years as workplaces have moved from strict dress codes toward a wide range of formality. But summer, the season of less clothing for all, adds another layer of puzzlement to the morning ritual of dressing for work. Tank tops, sandals, the new hot suit shorts, do you dare? Clothes do send a powerful message. The cardinal rule of business dress in a casual age, when in doubt, check it out. Ask around to find out what's appropriate for a particular company or event. That's particularly important if you're going on a first interview or starting a new job, says Carly Drum, head of her own executive recruiting firm in New York. You want to make sure that you are remembered for your accomplishments and achievements, not for the fact that you have a low neckline, says Drum. So, amid all the confusion, what's a definite no-no for summertime office wear? For women, there's one word that sums it up. Skin. Steer clear of bare midriffs, plunging necklines, miniskirts, and all but the most tailored shorts, say fashion experts. Young women say, if Lindsay Lohan is wearing this, I should too, says David Wolfe, creative director of the Donegal Group, a New York firm that forecasts retail trends. So much that's presented by the media as general fashion is inappropriate to wear in the office. For men, the danger zone is upkeep, says Patricia Hanschigel, editor of a Los Angeles-based fashion e-zine and social networking site. Old khakis and worn polos won't do. I see a lot of men in the corporate world who look okay, but their pieces are beat up, says Hanschigel. Invest in your wardrobe. To hedge your bets, you can also take a page from law partner Jeffrey Jones, who doesn't wear a tie in the office often since his Boston firm, Palmer & Dodge, went casual about 8 years ago. Still, he now keeps a dress shirt, tie, suit and socks, a backup wardrobe, at work, in case he's forgotten something in the morning and needs to look more formal for a later event. The number of companies allowing casual dress every day fell from 50% in 2001 to 41% last year, according to the Society for Human Resource Management. Then again, since it's hard to say how each company defines casual, perhaps a spare outfit in the office is a wise idea for all. Adapted from the Boston Globe, July 2006.